The Beaver Dam High School boys hockey team getting ready for the Badger Large Conference opener with Wanakee as you bring in head coach Doug Kraft. Coach, you've gotten three non-conference games, and just what have you learned about your team so far?
A little bit each night. First game, Marquette took it to us a little bit. I'll say it's interesting. So we're bringing a lot of players back, but at the same time, you still have to find out who you are each year. And I felt like we made some nice adjustments in the second game against McFarland, and then things really started hitting the way we like against KMMO last night.
Talk about KMMO, that game. You were down that game to be able to rally back and then get a quick one to start the OT. How big was that for your team to find a way to get a W?
Oh, it was really big. We put ourselves in a hole with some penalties and some power play goals against, and I still liked how we were playing. I felt like we're doing a nice job with the puck, nice job with zone time, and it was really about being patient and shaking that off. And I think that a game like that and a win like that can really help your team come together and understand how to approach a game and stay even keeled and stay on task.
Hey, Braden Strakota had the game winner almost right off the face-off. Just kind of talk about what he brings to your table. He's one of the veterans that comes back to your team.
He is, yeah. He's the team captain. We appreciate Braden. He does a lot for us. He's been mostly a forward his first 2 years with the team, and he's playing defense now, and he's probably sacrificing some points by doing that, but it's just really what the team needs, and that's the kind of player Braden is. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of gas. He's on the ice a lot, and for him to sink down and bury that puck quickly into overtime was a nice show of his versatility.
Coach, no easing into the conference slate. Once again, I think last year you got him early as well. Wanakee's coming to town, the co-champ last year with you. Just what does Wanakee bring to the table this year? I know they're 1-1.
Yeah, I'm not expecting a whole lot different. I mean, they do have a new coach and a new goalie, but the offense is going to, pretty much go through 2, 3, and 4. And, we're going to have to look to try to slow those guys down and probably match point for point. It's exciting that the co-champs are kicking off the conference opener against each other. I know we're looking forward to it. Each of the last 2 years, our first game with them hasn't been so pretty on our end, but I think the second two games in both of the last years were much better. So we're just looking at continuing to, become the team that we want to be and that we think that we are, and we're making strides in that regard. Then, it'll be a good outcome for us either way.
Coach, how about the Badger Large this year? Just some teams get some non-conference games in. Just what's your thoughts on the league this year?
I think the league is maybe as strong as it's ever been. I mean, I know it's a new conference itself as the Badger Large, but, Stoughton and McFarland have left for the Badgers small, and Oregon comes in, who's a tremendous team as well. Monona Grove is off to a hot start. They're 3-0. A lot of seniors on their team, too. So, it's going to be a challenge. And I think it's going to be a challenge for anybody that's in it to try and take the trophy at the end of the year. So I'm expecting a hard-fought conference with a lot of good hockey this winter.
All right, Coach, good luck in the opener against Wanakee on Thursday night. And if people can't make it out to the rink, they can watch it on Daily Dodge TV. Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Wade.